afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about.
Thank you.
search for perfection in the ideal life, where we are free from all worries and responsibilities, is a dream many share. The formula most adopt involves the acquisition of wealth sufficient to provide for all future needs. No one wants to experience hard times, and we generally run from negative experiences. But what if we were missing the point? Is there something inherently valuable in negative experiences we can never get from positive ones? Could it even be that negative experiences are actually necessary for evolution? Let's think about it this way. Straight lines cannot be found in nature. All energy travels in waves or pulsations. The same is true of growth. Forward motion or upward growth is actually only possible when opposing forces are present. Take learning, for example. We only ever want to learn when we reach a point where we realize our own understanding about the thing we are interested in is lacking. In other words, the motivation to learn arises out of a sense of personal or relative ignorance. That ignorance is the negative state of not knowing. And when the experience of not knowing becomes more uncomfortable, we eventually decide to do something about it. Any sports person will tell you they are constantly working on their weaknesses. They use this awareness of their own inadequacy to good effect and become stronger and faster as a result. No matter what you believe about the evolution of species, evolution can be defined as a structural change in response to a negative influence. At times in our life, we may arrive at a kind of utopia where everything seems to be going well and we feel on top of the world. But such situations don't last. Why not? Because there is always another mountain to climb. Witness the person who has always dreamed about living in a big house. So they work hard and eventually realize their dream. At last, the kids have room to run around and the family has space to spread out and relax. But in time, the kids grow up and leave home, and suddenly all that space feels empty. So now the search begins again, this time for something smaller. Perfection is not the ultimate destination we think it is. Horizons are not destinations, as they are constantly moving forward the closer we seem to get to them. Perhaps if we take a different approach, we might be able to cope better when there's a downturn or we get into some kind of strife. Good times tend to suggest progress, but it is in bad times when real growth is possible. The approach we take, however, is important. We should not be in a rush to get out or escape that which proves to be uncomfortable or worse. A negative state often causes introspection. We are likely going to find we need to stop and reevaluate. This is because we need to discover within ourselves what we need to change in order to facilitate or generate a new, more healthy scenario. Sometimes this involves confession, not to another, but to ourselves. Self-confession is something no one else need know about, but it is one of the most potent transformative tools you have available. So use negative experience to generate real change. Use it as a springboard rather than dwelling on the pain associated with it. Yes, the experience of discomfort is there. but it is often there until we learn the lesson inherent in the experience itself and move on. Adversity breeds strength. It enables you to find a better way, to overcome, to master that which previously seemed impossible. We should avoid wallowing in the negative or waste energy complaining about the pain and woe of it all, because this will only extend the suffering. Most importantly, we should never try to fight back against a negative condition or pretend it isn't real, because that will only make the situation worse. The power within the negative is the lesson it has for us, which is actually the very key to advancement. To realize the lesson as completely and as honestly as you can, and then actually to make the change necessary to facilitate that new, more desirable scenario, is the aim of the exercise here. Dark times will not last forever, but they are there for a reason. They are there in order that you may see the light, whatever light as a concept means to you. By looking within yourself, you will see that light. It becomes a torch, enabling a pathway through and out of the darkness. In practical terms, this means by giving expression to what you see or discover in your thinking, which needs changing, you externalize and materialize that light, giving it concrete form as behavioral change. Make no mistake, however, just talking about it won't do. Only by being and living better will you step out of the darkness and discover a more prosperous future. That is how we grow, and that is why the negative in life is so important.
We hope that today's considerations will help you on your own personal journey of self-discovery.